Welcome back to the DBM Academy podcast. Today we are talking about why the system keeps you broke and the only way to escape. A fascinating take on why the traditional go to school, get a job, save money script is now finished. In fact, it's a trap for the average person.
Absolutely, John. The point is that the system is engineered to keep you predictable, not wealthy. The old plan, the American dream, if you will, used to work. But with fiat money and inflation, it's now a system that creates workers and debtors, but not owners. The whole mantra is build or be built.
Right. Let's break down the four main traps the system uses. The first is the debt trap. The poor borrow for things they can't afford. The middle class borrow to upgrade their lifestyle, but the wealthy borrow because it's cheaper to use someone else's money than their own to acquire accretive assets. A great example is getting hold of a 4.99% APR loan to create 50% in Bitcoin, making a 45% arbitrage.
That's the difference between dumb debt and smart debt. Then there's the second point, the inflation trap. Inflation is a feature, not a bug, designed to move wealth upward. You might be richer in numbers, but poorer in purchasing power. Saving dollars is like saving ice cubes in a sauna.
And the other two are the tax trap and the income trap. With the tax trap, employees who only trade time for money are taxed first and pay the most, while those earning passive or business income are taxed last or not at all. The tax code favors builders and investors.
Last is the income trap. It's all about your salary capping your upside, leading to only linear growth, when in fact, you need exponential. The wealthy chase time freedom by building systems that run without them, leading to exponential growth. As we know in DBM, time is the one resource you can never get back.
So what can we do to escape these traps? Well, there are five rules the wealthy use to engineer their freedom. A wealth operating system. The most controversial one is probably rule number 5. Borrow in bad money and invest in good assets.
Yeah, this is the speculative attack all well-informed individuals can harness into 2026. The idea is to borrow dollars, the bad money that's losing value to inflation and debasement, and use it to buy good assets that are appreciating, like real estate or Bitcoin. A modern example is what Michael Saylor is doing with MicroStrategy.
And critically, rule number 4 is to accumulate real money, which he identifies as gold and Bitcoin. Bitcoin is the ultimate opt-out because it can't be inflated away or confiscated. Stack a little bit of gold and stack even more Bitcoin and think of them as a long-term savings account. The DBM mantra is to work towards owning 1 kilogram of gold and 1 Bitcoin.
A solid goal for sure. Okay, the other rules are great for a roadmap to solid success. Rule number 1 is never borrow for anything that won't make you richer. Rule number 2, save at least 40% of your income into sound money. Rule number 3, get on the revenue side of a growing business to get paid on growth, not time. That is a topic for another day.
It's all about building that wealth operating system with 3 core engines: time, using the fast method to reclaim hours; income, optimizing cash flow and tax efficiency; and wealth, multiplying assets. A powerful framework for anyone serious about becoming financially independent.
A fantastic summary, John. Thank you for joining us once again, folks. As ever, if you have any questions, reach out to your DBM coach. And don't forget to book your seat on the DBM Wealth Builder series, where we break down this operating system into bite-sized chunks. See the show notes for access. See you next time.